Almanac. Each time you visit, we will be telling stories about famous Quakers and infamous ones, too. We'll also tell you about some lesser-known Quakers whose amazing stories we discovered. Some of these Quakers lived long ago, while others are among us right now in our own neighborhood. We'll tell you about Quakers of all sorts who are living in every time zone and working for Quaker concerns in a variety of ways. We'll also include in the Almanac stories about Quaker organizations and the work they do to alleviate suffering, to promote Quaker ideals, and to address injustice in the world. We began our research with a question: how do Quakers live their faith in the past and right now? As we began to write up our research, we wondered, what can we gain from their stories? We hope, as our project moves to its next stage, that you can find in the words and deeds of these friends some wisdom, comfort, and inspiration for your own spiritual journey. Our project has been supported by a Ford Knight grant for student-faculty collaborative research at Earlham College.
Laurie Baker was a British-born Indian architect who is best known for his initiatives in cost-effective and energy-efficient architecture. Although he was born into a Methodist family, he became a member of the Society of Friends when he was a teenager. He arrived in India in 1945 at the precipice of the fall of the British Raj and India gaining its independence. The British had been in India since the East India Trading Company arrived in the 17th century. From the beginning, there was social tension between Indians and the British, who composed almost the entire upper class. India's history has been dotted with rebellions against the British, but it wasn't until Gandhi entered the picture in the 1930s that the movement for independence started to become successful. In 1942, Gandhi called for the immediate departure of the British from India, which sparked the Quit India movement. This is not a particularly good time to be white in India, and this is precisely when Laurie Baker began his life there. Although he actively avoided the luxurious lifestyle that the British missionaries led, he still faced harassment wherever he went. Baker came to India as the head architect for the mission to lepers. Leprosy was no longer an untreatable disease, and they needed someone to build hospitals to replace the colonies and asylums. While he was there, he met with Gandhi himself, and that conversation ultimately changed Baker's life. Gandhi told him that the perfect house would be constructed of materials collected from within a 5-mile radius of the building site, and this inspired Baker to challenge what he knew as a Western-educated architect. In his work for the mission, he learned how to construct buildings that were meant to stand in India and withstand all of the environmental conditions that existed there. Baker based all of his work on a set of 20 principles that strongly reflect his Quaker faith. They include number 12, avoid opulence and showing off, and don't use currently fashionable gimmicks. Number 10, don't rob national resources and do not use them extravagantly or unnecessarily. And my personal favorite, number 13, get your conscience out of deep freeze and use it. Let all you do be honest and truthful, not only your buildings. Over the span of his career, he designed and built orphanages, schools, churches, museums, and other buildings all over India. Some of his notable projects were slum dwelling improvements, as well as tsunami and earthquake-resistant houses. Not only were his buildings functional and environmentally friendly, they were astoundingly beautiful. His favorite medium was mud, and he was a master of manipulating it. One writer describes the buildings of the Center for Development Studies in Thiruvananthapuram as being, quote, all brick with few straight lines. Each structure curls in loops and waves and intersecting semicircles. The main building has a majestic entrance, 30 or 40 feet wide, whose ceiling rolls out and up towards the sky, and whose sides roll outward onto an even wider set of steps. Symbolic of an institution whose aim is to apply economics to helping the poor, the building has, amazingly, no front door. Over his life, Laurie Baker received over 20 awards. However, he only prized his Indian citizenship, which he received in 1988. He lived and worked by Quaker principles until his death in 2007 at the age of 90. When
Thank you for visiting the Quaker Almanac. We hope you'll come back soon. Thanks also to Dan Graves of the Music Department at Earlham College for allowing us to use his arrangement of How Can I Keep From Singing? The West Coast Tour Choir of 1998 sings this particular version. Our project was supported by a Ford Knight grant for student faculty collaborative research at Earlham College. If you would like to join this project and tell another Quaker story, contact Trish Eckert at the Newland Center for Quaker Thought and Practice, or Mary Garman in the Religion Department.